Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's right. It's National Start Your Business Month, and LegalZoom wants to help you start your own corporation or LLC, or file your DBA. You can get it up and running quickly and easily.
That sounds amazing, but I can't talk today. My head hurts. Thanks anyway.
Let me just finish this.
Sorry, I'm trying to do a bit too. You're trying to do a LegalZoom bit. I'm trying to do a,
this is not a bit.
Old woman with a headache.
No, I know. I feel like you're
no butting me, and you're supposed to yes and.
I'm just saying you should find out why more than 1 million entrepreneurs used LegalZoom to start down the path of successful business ownership.
Oh, that sounds real nice, Sonny.
But what?
I got a headache.
I understand that.
A migraine to be sure.
This month only. That's March. Take advantage of their National Start Your Business Month special, and you get a free 3-month trial of the all new QuickBooks, making it so much easier to run your new business. That's $119 value for free, but only when you enter our coupon code.
I don't want to hear the coupon code.
I know you don't, but that
I have.
Hey, dude, look at me, man. Let me get through this shit.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
No, I have a headache.
I really do. That's what actually spawned the bit. Is, I'm dealing with migraines, and I'm wearing braces, and they're just not helping. The coupon code that you can enter for the free 3 months of QuickBooks is Jake or Amir. You just type that into the referral box at checkout. So if you go to LegalZoom.com and use promo code Jake or Amir, either promo code works. That'll give you that offer. And remember.
And you guys remember.
Yeah.
And you guys remember. Uh-huh. I'll do the last bit. Okay, I'll take it home.
Disclaimer.
And you guys remember. Just okay. So it feels like I helped. Remember, okay. Guys. LegalZoom. Okay, what?
Well, you haven't said it
yet.
I just want you to get to it.
Right. And you guys remember. Uh-huh. LegalZoom provides self-help services and connect. And oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. You fucked it
and
up.
And you guys remember.
Uh-huh.
LegalZoom provides self-help services and can connect you with your right attorney, but they're not a law firm.
That's right. So, again, that URL is LegalZoom.com, and the promo code is Jake or Amir.
I have a problem enunciating, don't I? That was tough. LegalZoom provides you self-help services and can connect you with the right attorney, but they're not a law firm.
It's tough.
I nailed that one.
Yeah, that's the land. It took me fucking three. I might actually edit out that first couple attempts.
Really?
No, I'm not going to do that.
How dare you?
This
is a headache. This is an exciting episode. It's our first four-person podcast.
Yeah, we had a four-way.
Me, you,
Rosie.
The Rosies in our life. We had a 4G.
Yeah.
And we hope you guys enjoy it. Four times the people, four times the reality.
Four times the loco.
Absolutely. So please enjoy this very special Four Loco themed episode of If I Were You.
Wait, did things get real or not?
Oh, yeah. I said four times the people, four times the reality.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They got quad real. They got four times the real. So don't worry about that. All right, enjoy.
Jake and Amira,
hashtag go.
They could put you on a
daily blast
if you're really in need
of some help.
They're a beast in
that regard.
If I were you, 'cause
Jake is a diamond, Ladies like to dive right on his baby python, climbing inside vaginas, breaking hymen, siphoning brown from a girl's anus like it's nothing, till he can spink to dry, until he gets pink eye and he stinks of shite. Who's this? One hell of a guy. Oh shit, Amir's just arrived with a handful of towels and a couple of mics. A really logical brain for giving you some advice. Amir's mysterious life like a poltergeist, and when it comes to affection, he's cold as ice. Together they are Jake and Amir. You need advice, they will appear, giving you help from a humble abode. Welcome to If I Were You Show.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Absolutely mental, mate.
That was dope. That was sick.
Absolutely.
Yo,
epic.
We're going on a live tour. Those guys are opening up for us every single show. I want that.
What?
That's what I want to happen.
You want those guys to open up with
fucking heroes. That was so tight.
I have never seen Jake smile so much or Amir frown so much.
They sounded like Lonely Island, kind of.
We look like the drama masks right now. Hey, this is our first episode with two guests.
Holy shit.
That's right. Two guests, three microphones. What will happen? Let's find out.
Let's hope I'm quiet the whole time.
Guest number one, Rose McIver.
Hello.
You are the closest non-consecutive. You're the, what was that president? Grover Cleveland? Cleveland, two non-consecutive presidents.
Have you had any guests do more than two episodes?
We have, but not this close back-to-back.
Have you had guests do three episodes?
Have we had three? Streeter, maybe?
No, I think Streeter only did two.
Oh my God, I'm in the running.
It's like a presidential thing. You can only have two. And for the first time on our podcast, we have the other Rosie in our life, Jeff Rosenberg.
Hi.
Are you nervous?
Quite nervous.
Why are you nervous? You're funny.
Yeah, but there's something about being in a room with good friends and no one else. And
that makes you nervous.
Quiet night. That
like
gets my blood boiling.
Yeah, like when we were at dinner hanging out together, you're also just like freaking out. You didn't know what to order.
That you just described the most serene, peaceful. There's something about being in a room with good friends on a quiet night that really freaks me out.
Well, I left and went to the bathroom. I didn't even go to the bathroom. I just kind of sat on the toilet and texted my mom.
Throughout the entire dinner, you had one earbud in, listening to Pantera. Thumbing the drum beat on your thigh.
Songs for Sobbing was the playlist.
Is that a Spotify thing?
That's our songs the playlist. We play songs for sobbing.
Songs for sobbing. Oh, that was on a serene night with a couple of good friends.
Yeah.
Songs for Sobbing is a great playlist.
The worst night of our lives. So we're going to see what we can do. Jake and I are sharing a microphone right now. I urge you, Jake, to lean in.
I feel like you're definitely hogging this space. If I lean in, we kiss.
Yeah, that's why I want you to lean in.
Kiss.
This is why we never bought a fourth microphone to begin with, because this was all, fuck, this is a long con from day one when you told me we should start a podcast.
We're not even recording at this point.
You coward.
You've labeled this the kiss mic. You want me to lean in and smooch you.
It's insane, because I'm already letting you jerk me off.
On a quiet, serene night with some good friends.
Songs are coming.
So, Jeff, have you heard the show before?
Yes.
Okay. So
religiously,
you know,
listen to it.
Wow. So you know the rules, right?
Yes.
We get emails from real people at ifireyoushow@gmail.com. People in difficult places, and they ask us for advice. We do our best to give it to them. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's even better than good. It's great, really. And you know the difference between good, great, bad. That's the subjectivity of advice.
To that I say amen.
To that I say all right. To that I say
toda.
To that I say toda.
You were saying how you hated Matthew McConaughey's speech.
No,
just because of the end?
I feel bad. I love Matthew McConaughey. I think he's an amazing artist. I didn't connect. His speech didn't resonate with me. It felt a little self-aggrandizing.
Because of the end.
I wish you could see Jake right now sitting with an e-cigarette version of a hookah.
Okay, you're making fun of me for the e-cigarette. Whose e-cigarette is this?
It was gifted to me. It was very...
It's yours. You were the one that brought it out.
It was a generous
gift.
You're
going to put me on blast.
To be fair, I smoked most of it the entire time.
What is a hookah e-cigarette?
Also, to be fair, it's fucking dope.
Also, to be fair, it's apple flavor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, so that is real tobacco? It is real tobacco, or it's fake hookah tobacco?
What is hookah?
I'm not smoking that.
That's urge you to try it.
No, I don't even want to try it. Is that real smoke? I don't understand. It's like a pen that's lighting
vapor,
up.
Vapor, dude.
So it's a fake hookah? It's a fake hookah.
It's a real vapor hookah.
It's a real fake vapor. Don't do it in my face.
No, it's dude's vapor. It's probably good for you.
Don't do vapor in my face.
It's like an asthma inhaler. It's like
yeah, I don't want to.
An antihistamine.
You're addicted to cigarettes. Can I say that? Can I call you out on that?
Mom, I want you to turn off the podcast. We're not talking about turning it down now. We're talking about turning it off. You understand, baby? You're my number one bitch. I love you to death. Turn off the podcast. Mama?
That being said.
You turn it off?
Come on, Lolly Laura.
That's right, Lolly.
We had this conversation today. You're not addicted to cigarettes.
I enjoy
because it. Because if you crave one, that doesn't define addiction. Like,
sure
you have,
it does.
No.
Craving is addiction, isn't it?
You can have, if you have one hamburger every other day because you crave a hamburger, that doesn't mean you're addicted to hamburgers.
And if you have five hamburgers every day because you feel like you need them?
I don't have five cigarettes a day. I have one cigarette every other day.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I have one cigarette a day, see, maybe.
You're already lying. You're trying to reverse justify it.
You bring the blast upon yourself, Jake.
This is not fair. Let somebody that was bumming cigarettes off me all weekend.
Me?
No, Jeff.
All right. Should we try to get started? We're going to give these real emails fake names to preserve their anonymity. And Rosie had the idea of naming them after flowers, since both of their names are Rose, which I thought was cute, actually. I thought it was pretty cute. I thought it was really cute, actually.
First up, Hyacinth.
What?
Hyacinth.
Whoa. Hyacinth. That's a
flower. There's nothing cute about the name Hyacinth. What about Daisy?
Beauty
what about
is
Orchid?
In the eye of the beholder, Jake. Hyacinth has a fine little sound about it.
Hyacinth?
Actually, I'm sort of on board with that.
All right.
Hyacinth.
Hyacinth, the male Hyacinth, writes.
Is there any other way to take that name?
No, of course not.
All right.
Hey, guys. Over the past few months, I've sort of been hoodwinking my parents of their money. They have been giving me money to spend on school lunches at school events or things of that nature, while I would just keep the money for myself and never spend a bill over $1. I have collected $135, and having never possessed more than $20 at a time, you can imagine that my conscience decided that shit got real at that point. Much like this episode. If my parents find out that I've been hoarding money, they'll be furious while I continue to make bank. Do I have the right to this money? How do I swerve my way amongst the circumstance without mentioning it? Thanks, Hyacinth.
Is this like Ebenezer Scrooge biography?
Is that hoarding. I never saw that.
The Christmas Carol.
Yeah, I never saw that. What happened?
It's a hoarder, like Scrooge McDuck. Have you seen Scrooge McDuck?
Yeah.
He was actually loosely based on Ebenezer Scrooge.
Really?
Yeah, so in a way, Scrooge McDuck is sort of, that's who Rose is talking
and
about.
Tiny Tim, is he Launchpad, Gizmo Duck, Webbigale?
He's Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Oh, really?
Amazingly enough.
Okay, so.
One half man was turned into three ducklings.
Maybe I will read this book. I'm intrigued now. Okay, so how is this Scrooge-esque?
I just feel like, how much money is he talking about?
And $135.
And how tightly is he holding it in his greasy little paws?
Well, he won't spend more than a single dollar on anything.
Yeah, what is that? School? He's giving me money for school lunches. I've never spent a bill more than a dollar.
We're talking about Matthew McConaughey's delusions of grandeur. Let's talk about this kid. $135 is making bank.
Yeah, well, when you're in high school, anything more than $20 is like the most you've ever seen.
They never said high school, though. This
no,
could be like,
we don't even
this kid, they're 40. Graduate at Harvard, right? Right now.
Yeah, that's what
it's Harvard Business
in economics,
School.
Clearly.
By social events, he meant a business school class. No, he's probably.
I got this cool business idea. It's telling your parents shit costs more than it does.
It's probably, I'm guessing, a 15-year-old at this point. So he's made more money than he's ever possibly imagined. $135. Is this stealing?
Did you guys ever do this when you were younger? Like, take money that your parents gave you for one purpose and keep it?
I would take money that they didn't give me that they left around the house, like on top of the washing machine when they'd clean out the pockets on like jeans. Yeah. But that also, I think, is free money, though.
Yeah, no, we're not questioning whether it's free or not. It's definitely free.
You the think ethics, the change jar at a Starbucks is free money, though.
Correct.
Yeah.
You've often described the money in my wallet as free money. when I catch you looking through my pants.
You're like, you were going to probably leave this on the washing machine, right? As you rifle through my own wallet.
We used to have this thing fundraising at school where you sold chocolate bars for like a dollar each and you were supposed to collect the money. I swear to God, it only ended up like giving away chocolate bars to all your friends and eating them all. And then getting your parents to pay the fundraising money that you then owed the Cadbury Foundation or whatever it was.
Right. Did you guys have Girl Scout cookies in New Zealand?
Yeah, but I wasn't a Girl Scout.
Right. But it's like the same thing here. Like, these dads walk around our office being like, all right, other business guy, can you just give me 500 bucks? I'll give you 100 boxes of fake cookies and we can, like, make my little girl win this prize. Or that was basically what they were doing, is taking money from their rich friends and calling it buying
cookies. Regular Robin Hood stuff.
Yeah. Another book I've never read.
What about Sudoku? Or Sadaka? Sadaka?
Sudoku.
Sudoku. What about Sudoku? Yeah. Sudoku? Sudaka?
Sudoku.
To that I say all right, all right, all right. To that I say amen. It's Sudaka, right?
Wait, Sudoku is the Japanese number game. Sadaka is just the Israeli word for, or Hebrew word for charity.
For charity, that's
yeah,
right.
That's
I used
totally
to collect Sudaka for Hebrew school.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I think I still. Well, that's the thing. Your parents give you money for lunch. If you exercise good judgment and you save your money, then isn't that it's your reward? You sacrificed your school lunch. You ate less food, so you save a dollar or two. That's great.
Isn't yeah? Is that his money?
This kid's being crafty.
No,
of course it's his money.
It's if it's as long as it's the same family name, it's the same family money, okay?
This is you talking to your dad after you stole his Venmo password and wired yourself over $10,000.
When you're 15, what do you do with $135? You go see a movie or something?
Isn't that weird? I spent $135 on parking tickets last month. And I remember the days when $135 was liquid gold.
Dude, I spent $135 today on like jack shit.
I spent $135 tonight on your dinner.
That's true.
I made $300 off of all you guys today.
How? Oh, when I left my wallet around?
Yeah.
So at this point, it's safe to assume you're a thief.
Yeah, Rosie helped hang Rose's shelf earlier, and I saw you. You swiped a couple designer dresses. You put them in your carry-on, which I think is not okay.
But
there's already
fair,
a listing on eBay for them.
No, to be fair, he will look divine in them.
Oh, you think he's not selling them. He's just straight up.
That's I wear them for a week and then I sell them on Etsy.
You're a pretty girl. Jeff was a girl for Halloween.
I love being a female.
Actually, I was going to say a couple years ago, but you were also a girl this past October.
Correct. Dorothy.
When were you? Were you Marge Simpson?
That was my twin brother was Marge Simpson.
Oh, that was startling, that image.
When did you see that image?
You showed me when you were explaining all your friends to me and you gave me the
that's
list.
That's right.
You showed me Marge Simpson as one of them.
All right, so.
Hey, homie.
All right. Do you have
Those
a right?
Were terrible.
Mine was good.
Homie.
That was really good, Rosie. Nice.
Thank you.
Do we have a right to this money? Do we all say yes?
Sure.
I just think it's such an inconsequential amount of money, bud. It doesn't matter. It's not your money. You robbed your parents. Spend it on something that's not at least don't spend it on drugs.
No, it's not robbing because they gave it to him.
They'd be mad if they knew that he didn't spend it on lunch. It's for one specific thing. But what is like he's just saving it. I guess that's fine. Put it towards something nice.
Spend it on juggling balls and pick up a new skill.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's saving up for like one big end of the month fucking lobster bang out meal.
That's cool. They did want you to spend it on yourself, but not on wasteful things. So spend it on something that's like at least slightly wholesome, like a nice meal or go see a movie or a concert that you're
go see a play.
In addition, start making yourself when your parents go to bed every night, make yourself lunch out of the shit in your fridge. That way you don't have to spend a goddamn dime of your own money. Triple your funds in a month and then fucking three lobster bang out some mug, dude. What are you doing?
Invest that. You save up $135 in a couple months, you can buy a Bitcoin. That's gonna rise. That stock's going up.
Or you
up,
can
up.
Invest in a restaurant, a lobster restaurant. So instead of spending it on bang outs, you invest it into like a Red Lobster chain.
Are you a big investor, Amir?
Am I a good investor?
Are you a big investor?
I save money, and then my dad tells me what to invest it in. So I am an investor, but I don't actually follow the market.
Your dad is hoodwinking you, right?
My dad is taking all of your money.
His dad's doing what this kid is doing to his parents.
His dad has sweet $135 bank.
He just sold half of a share of Intel and a couple shares of Kodak, and he's siphoning it into his portfolio.
About Kodak?
I don't know, man. See, I don't even know what I own. What I've learned about the stock market is that it goes up and down regardless of what specifically you invest in. It's just as long as you have your money in the market. I think that's the important takeaway here. You want to invest. You don't want to time the market.
I don't have any money to invest, man.
You have money to invest in the cigarettes that you buy.
That's not fair. This is a free e-cigarette that Rose gave me.
I'm sure you can buy some $10 stocks.
Thank you to the product Blow.
No, absolutely not. We do not give free publicity to fucking cancer peddlers.
My Etsy handle is Rosie McSlozy.
A lot of sketches,
Etsy hashtag.
A lot of artwork, a lot of dresses.
You did get kicked off Etsy, didn't you?
I've been kicked off of eBay multiple times.
What were you peddling?
Yeah, what's the funniest scam you tried to pull? I feel like you're a scam artist.
I want you to tell one well-intentioned. The one that I remember is that you had an old Dell laptop and you wanted to get the warranty so you could get a new computer. Taped up the vents and you overheated the computer to the point where it exploded. And then you like took it in and they gave you $900 and you bought a MacBook.
Wait. Let's hold. What's like the
statute of limitations?
Yeah. Statute of limitations on fraud.
Yeah, you're good. You're good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. The fucking dude, you're getting a Dell guy is here.
Holy shit. He's a lawyer now?
Dude, you're getting arrested.
Dude, you're getting a summons.
It's a Dell Nazim. What's that dude's what's her name?
The John Travolta.
Yeah, what did he call her?
I think he did call her a Dell Nazim. I have to get closer to the mic too. You're right, me. Any other funny scam stories that you have?
I mean, I guess that was the most dangerous. I guess I'll tell it very quickly. Oh boy. I had a computer. I wanted to get rid of it because I wanted a Mac because you were trying to sell me on a Mac, Jake. And you're like, everyone's getting the Mac.
I'm getting rid of it too.
Yeah. And then I needed to get rid of it in a realistic way without just taking a hammer to it. Yeah, make it look like an accident. So I talked to IT people at College Humor. They were like, you know what you should do? Take some paper clips.
Getting everybody in this crime. You just want to share a goddamn jail cell.
Andrew Pyle gave me this idea.
Andrew Pyle. You're listening. I know you are, you fraudulent Jew.
Stick some paper clips in the fans so it overheats.
How dare
and then
you.
Tape up the fans, the ventilation, and then start running a bunch of programs that'll overheat, it'll burn out. Did not work. We spent a day at work doing this. It did not work. It was super hot. You could probably like cook an egg on it. I ended up going home that night
cooking an egg on it.
It was super hot. I cut a power cord the tip off and then just, like, stripped the wires down the middle so I could get a little spark going.
Sure, yeah, welding it of sorts. Amateur welding.
And then took the battery pack off where there's like the grate where it connects to the battery.
Okay.
And then set up an extension cord next to that.
Stood
I got
in
complete
the bathtub.
Yeah, no, I did get completely naked at one point because I was afraid of, I was just wearing like boots
because
of the rubber, like afraid of getting electrocuting myself pretty much.
Sure, you're like a real life Kramer from Seinfeld.
He's a lot like Kramer.
Yeah,
if anybody needs a visual right now,
is just imagine a 6'3" man completely naked from the neck down to his rubber boots, sticking loose wires into a battery pack so that he can get a warranty on his computer.
It was kind of scary. I almost did electrocute myself because I had the power strip turned off, and then I plugged it in, and it blew up. It blew up in my apartment.
The question is, do you love your new Mac?
It's pretty solid. I've had it for like 8 years.
time for another bit of a fraudulent
warranty has to be up on that.
Yeah. Time for another hoax.
The Apple Care doesn't last that long.
Wait, what about the eBay thing?
What about the eBay thing, Jake?
What was you like? You sold something on eBay, then didn't deliver the product?
No, no. I would buy things and then not pay for them.
You so idiot. You would get them delivered to you and then not pay the money? Or you would like win the bid and be like, I can't afford this. I don't want it. I'm not going to
get it. But they shouldn't send you the product until you give them the fucking yeah, money.
He was on eBay.
Vigilante trying to teach people lessons. Thank you for your product. Just know that I'm going to take advantage of you.
Robin Hood meets Robin Thicke.
New Zealand has a website called Trade Me, like eBay. And one time I was browsing through Trade Me and I saw myself advertised.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Somebody at school had advertised me for sale.
Like as a slave or like a...
It was undisclosed. It was just $1, like starting bid.
You should have bought yourself.
No reserve. I saw myself and nobody ever owned up.
Wow. What was the asking rate?
Well, it was $1 or near offer.
Or near offer. New Zealand is so weird. It's like talk normal.
Remember that on Saturday when Rose and her friend were here and they were playing rock, paper, scissors? And you do, I mean, everybody knows it's rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And they were going, 1, 2, 3%.
They also both wore tuxedos before they played it. It was a very formal affair.
1, 2, 3%. You fucking Kiwi.
That is rough, dude. We have manners. We have dignity.
I think I want to go to New Zealand, and then everyone thinks that like my little foibles will be cute.
You were offered for $1 on TradeMe.com with dignity.
Or near offer.
Not even I would pay that.
And you stole
only
because
I don't
money.
Buy things on the internet.
Yeah, he would receive you, but he wouldn't pay for it. All right, should we go on to the next question? That's a yes. Jake's currently smoking an e-hookah. He can't respond.
I don't have to be the only one that says yes.
Dude.
If you can hear that hiss, it's Jake on the pipe.
Mama, why are you still listening to the podcast, baby?
You liar. You lied to me, mama. All right, ready? We need a flower name. This one is from a lady.
Magnolia.
Wow, great name. These are great names. All right, Magnolia writes, "Hey dudes, I have a boyfriend of 3 years. He likes to act like he's the big man in our relationships and sometimes act like he is the king and I'm just a random maid slave. I say act because really he is a nice guy that values my opinion a lot and usually won't make me do things that I don't want to do. I want to marry this guy for so many reasons and so I want to please him in every way that I can. However, in the one area that he always wants to feel big and great, namely in bed, he has two strange sex habits that I'm not sure I should follow. Number one, he likes to ask me how I feel over and over again during sex. That's annoying. I just want to concentrate and enjoy the sex. Number two, he has a sex fantasy of slamming a woman in her sleep, and should she wake up to the heavy exercise, she would welcome it like a horny bitch. I'm not a horny bitch, but when this happened, I acted like one just to fulfill his fantasy. But afterwards, he is kind of angry and said that I don't know how to protect myself. What is he thinking? What should I do? What should I have done? Thanks, Magnolia."
Call the police. Call them now.
Magnolia, honey, your boyfriend's a psycho.
You mean her future fiance? She wants to marry this guy for so many reasons. It's also funny, he's like, he likes to feel big and great, but in bed, he asks me neurotically over and over if he's doing a good job and to please reassure him that he is.
Oh, how do you feel?
Number two, he wants to fuck me in my sleep. Right. That's not big and great.
So my two fantasies are, one, you telling me constantly, giving me validation that it's good, or two, if that all failing that, you just pretend to be asleep during it.
Magnolia,
and that'll be fine.
I wish for your sake you had listed some of those numerous qualities that you loved about him. Because I am stumped.
Yeah, how many good qualities have to counteract those two terrible, terribly negative ones?
He's probably jacked.
Oh, that's
probably
true.
Probably extra jacked.
He's probably got triceps.
Like, triceps, pecs, lats, fucking deltoids. I bet he's got abs on abs on abs. Holy shit, this dude has good quads, I bet. Fuck, how do I feel during the sex? I feel like his lats are hot. I feel like his triceps are on point. I feel like his pecs are in my face, but I kind of dig it. Is that crazy?
Are you a horny bitch?
I'm not a horny bitch, and I know how to protect myself. That's weird.
That he wants to fuck her. That he wants to fuck her when she's asleep.
He's worried about her protecting herself, and he's like, "If anybody else tries to fuck you in your sleep, you're just horny." How is that all right?
How does that work? I don't get this. This
having
sleep
sex with someone in your sleep.
Yeah,
you never done that.
No, I've never done sleepy sex. I've had sleepy sex.
Sleepy
but
sex
waking
is
someone
very
up,
different than someone being
sleep
asleep.
Sure, you're like spooning somebody, and then you're cupping their waist, and then you're sort of tickling their breasts. Then you touch their legs and their thighs, and you're like, "Oh, what's? I wonder what their pussy feels like." Mom, turn it off, and it's like wet a little.
Wait,
bit.
They're still so asleep.
They're still. I mean, they're not necessarily like passed out asleep, but you're sort of like dreamlike state, like we're cuddling, we're rubbing, we're grinding, and then okay, this vagina's wet, okay, my dick's hard, and then it's slipping in, and that's nice.
Can a vagina be wet if a woman's asleep? Rose?
I feel like she's pretending to be asleep for your sake, Jake, or something.
I'm not saying that she's like fast asleep, but I think you're sleepy. My dick can get hard when I'm asleep. Pussy can get wet.
Sounds like we need a time-lapse video.
Time-lapse. Cut to me and Jeff fucking.
That wasn't a
we did have that conversation. Remember the conversation about being told what to do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. How that's not a very sexy thing.
Right.
This sounds like that would be up this guy's alley, and that puts me off him.
So that's a good general sex advice is, one, not give advice or tips during sex.
I don't know. I always feel weird saying general sex advice because everybody's so specific. For me specifically, I get turned off when somebody is like giving me intense direction during sex. I think that's great. I think that like some people know what they like and that's cool, but like it turns me off, you know?
Right. But you're not saying it's generically bad.
Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything wrong.
But Amir, you said you like it like a GPS telling you exactly where to go.
Yeah, ideally a Waze-esque GPS, a robotic woman voice that sort of guides me to the clitoris. Ideally, obviously it doesn't have to give me in like square inches or miles, but at the very least, oh, you're now approaching your destination or whatever.
I guess, yeah, I mean, I feel like I personally, I think I know where the clit is, but if I'm completely off it, I guess want to be told because I primarily want to get somebody off.
Yeah, I don't. I guess I was saying that I don't mind instruction as long as it's productive.
Interesting.
What do you think, Magnolia?
Who are you asking, the woman over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? What are your thoughts on advice during sex?
No. A solid no on that one.
Would you say?
I think saying what you like and what's like uncomfortable, but not advice. That sounds like fun, like pillow talk.
I feel like a conversation before you're in the situation might be more appropriate.
Like you can study for a test, but you can't use your notes during the exam.
Yeah, or like when you're acting, you don't want to be thinking about the lines. You just want to just be doing it, but you've thought about the lines in advance.
That's true. I think positive reinforcement is always the way to go. So where it's like, I don't want to be like, no, faster, but I want to be like, if she starts going faster, I'm like, yes, like that, I like that. And then it's like, that's great. We're building on something rather than like...
It's sort of like warmer, warmer, colder, colder.
Right, but I would never say colder. I would just say warmer, 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 and then maybe stop talking.
I don't want to hear colder.
You really don't. I feel like it takes you out of it. But that's just me, though, you know?
What about less warm instead of colder?
Yeah.
What about I just go completely limp?
Yeah.
Just start like texting when you're not into it.
That's smart. Yeah, you
this
can tell
me right now.
Instead of saying colder, her body temperature just drops rapidly, radically.
Both.
Her feet go cold. She's probably sleeping.
But
we're
talking about this dude who wants to fuck her in her sleep and then made her feel shitty about it.
Like him, Magnolia. I don't like him one bit.
I think it's fine if he has a fantasy, and it's great that you fulfilled it. Even if and like that's beautiful. But he's gonna make
you said
feel
he makes
shitty.
You feel like a slave.
Call him out on it. I mean, if he has good qualities that redeem him, you should – you owe him a conversation. So tell him that you didn't like the way that went down. And if he changes, great. And if he doesn't, fuck him.
Yeah, well, the first one seems easily fixable. He likes to ask me how I'm doing over and over. That's just like an easy thing. Like, by the way, I don't like that. And if he's the guy you're supposed to marry, he'll adjust accordingly. The sleep fantasy is a little more troubling. It's sort of a giant window into this terribly damaged psyche, it seems.
That's not fair.
Fucking
that's
a woman. Fair. He likes to fuck a woman when she's asleep fair. And then say that, take it like a horny bitch.
Do you guys think that that's fair, that what he's saying right now?
I think I'm on Amir's side with this, only because my definition of sleeping is someone's just like stone cold passed out.
Yeah.
Like if they're moving and like moaning, like they're...
There's a big difference.
They're consciously like acknowledging that.
Right.
There's a big difference between sleeping and sleepy.
This says sleeping.
I'm not saying, but like he's not saying I want to like give you a drug that will make you pass out and sleep with you. He's just like I want to do this role playing, and I'm not saying that that's like I am not
maybe
a doctor.
Just not
I can't
a good
speak
fit.
To its health, but like. If she's willing to do that for him, then I think that's fine. I think that's great. Some people like to be spanked during sex. Some people like to be like told that they're dirty whores.
Sorry, you
sex.
Like what?
And that's fine as
no,
long
not
as
saying,
they're
I'm
awake.
Not saying I like that.
No, but some people there. I mean, there's porn sites that are. There's one called like I forget what it's called, but it's about like a doctor hypnotizing girls to have sex with him. There's some weird shit like that, and I think it's fine if it's role playing as long as everybody's comfortable with it.
I think it's fine as long as everyone's conscious.
It's, well, she is conscious. She's pretending. She's doing this for him. What's not fine is that he's going to make her feel like shit after she...
Yeah, nobody should feel like shit. That's my rule. No one should feel like shit.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying, too.
The guy should. He's a piece of shit, right?
Now we're getting the full gamut.
No one
now
feels like
shit
except your boyfriend. How do you feel? How do you feel? How do you feel? Oh, no. Are you sleepy?
You are getting sleepy. Sleepy. All right, perfect. Shh, take it like a horny bitch.
You got to learn how to protect yourself.
There's a lot of role-playing going on. I think you can only ask, you know, you can't ask too much at once. Just which direction do you want to go? Do you want her to protect herself? Do you want her to be vulnerable?
Right.
You're confusing
messages.
This girl.
Mixed messages from the guy.
And
messages.
It's fair for her to have fantasies, like... In my fantasy, you're
like
asleep,
a fantasy
baby.
That you're a good boyfriend.
Yeah, and like in my fantasy, you know how to find my clit without me telling you.
Exactly.
That's nice. That's good.
There you have it. What else can we say? Open up a dialogue. If you really like this guy, he'll listen to you and adjust accordingly. Also, Rosie and I think he's a terrible human being for wanting to fuck you when you're unconscious. I don't
Jake
know.
And I
maybe
are still trying to salvage him.
I think if I get arrested for fraud, we're connecting this guy to the police somehow because justice should be served.
The police that show up here to arrest you for your eBay stunts.
Yeah.
All right. Let's try to get to question number three. We were sort of saving this one until a lady was in the house. And when we couldn't get one, Rose will do.
Nice!
Please don't leave. Please don't leave us.
We apologize.
Obviously, that was a joke.
I'm on the fence.
All right. Can you give us a female flower name?
Dahlia.
Dahlia. Oh, Dahlia. Dahlia writes, "Hey guys, I have quite an annoying problem that many can probably sympathize with. I'm at that age where my sex drive is quite high, and I'm currently single, and the only way I can really fulfill that urge to have sex is to masturbate. However, when I am at home, my parents are too. It's harder for females to disguise masturbation than males. We make more noise, take longer to get off, etc. How do I go about masturbating without being caught? I've been doing it in the bath lately and putting on music so they can't hear my moans, but I feel like it probably takes too much effort and they're getting suspicious. Any tips or advice would be great. Love, Dahlia."
Just go into the woods or something, right?
Yep. All right, next question.
Yeah,
we
next
gotta
question.
Go into the woods. All right,
can you at least tell us which woods they are so we can make sure no perverts are afoot?
Avoid state parks.
Jeff sniped that shit. That was a bullseye from 100 yards away, all right? Go to the woods, bitch.
Question numero cuatro.
I think
when you're in the woods.
All right.
Blast some Metallica, and they'll never guess what's going on.
Is this true? Did you find this hard to masturbate when you're out? Did you do this when your parents were around? Is it a weird is it weirder for girls than it is for guys?
It's so funny to watch me ask you.
Well, my favorite thing is that my brother listens to the podcast.
Oh.
Oh.
Toda Paul.
So I feel like, you know, I'm very considerate of the fact that my family, it's their space. I would not want to make my mother and father feel uncomfortable in their own home.
Sure. Are girls louder than guys?
I don't understand that. Like, she can't control her moans so much to the point where she's like in the bath listening to music and she's worried that her parents will hear her. That sounds insane.
Are there walls made of paper?
Yeah, maybe it's like a very thin-walled community.
Maybe it's a tent.
You know what doesn't have walls?
The woods.
The woods. The woods.
She's not going to the woods, dude. Leave her out of the woods.
I feel like, is there honestly not 1 hour in the day that your family aren't at home?
That's a good question. Maybe it's a student. She comes home in the afternoon. Parents are there. And then she goes to bed at 9 or 10. Parents are still there. She wants to get off while her old man is still in the house.
Just while I'm thinking about it, Jeff has a fantasy about coming across a naked girl masturbating in the woods, right?
It's very clear to us now more than ever.
That was a private conversation. This is a very public forum. I don't see how...
pillow over the face, is that a thing? Is that a suggestion? Is that a good tip?
Pillow, I mean, I wanted to say something like that, but it seems insensitive to women.
Why? Just a way to mask noise. It's insensitive towards noises, I guess.
Smoke alarm?
Well, what is that?
Burn your toast.
That little the rabbit thing or the little eggs. Like there's tiny little vibrators that are pretty quiet.
I don't think she's talking about the sound of the vibrator being the problem. I think it's her heavy, heavy moans.
Well, all right. Is it... She really... You can't control the moans?
I mean, I don't know Dahlia. Maybe she's got like a tracheotomy or something.
I think that's not unheard
of,
right?
Try being silent. She, you know, you can control the moans.
I scream during masturbation.
Pretty much anything.
And my walls are paper thin. Sorry, Dad.
Well, you live in a railroad. You have two open doors to your bedroom.
She should do the saltine challenge while masturbating.
Oh,
so that
four
way,
saltine. What is that? Four saltines in less than a minute?
Four saltines all in your pussy in less than a minute.
If you can get them all the way up in less than a minute. What is he? What are you in? A free trip to the woods or something?
Your very own treehouse.
Yeah. What about? Yeah. In all seriousness, what about some sort of al fresco living?
Meaning?
Just nature calls.
Once again, meaning?
The woods, bro. Read between the lines.
It's, well, what about? I used to.
What did you do? What
I
did
used
you?
To masturbate in the shower. There was times that, like when I was in seventh grade, I would masturbate in the shower so frequently that it got to the point where I stopped taking showers. Well, so here's what I did. I had kids, you guys aren't gonna understand because this is way back in the day where we had one family computer. I had to go onto Playboy.com, find the free images, print them out. I hid them in a Where's Waldo book that I kept in my bookshelf. I would go to
which one? Where's Waldo in time? Where's Waldo in Hollywood? Where's Waldo now?
Where's Waldo now?
Oh, that's a good one.
And wait, is that the red one?
Yeah.
It was Where's Waldo now? And I would go to the bathroom, get a towel, wrap the book up inside the towel, sneak off to the bathroom in case I passed anybody in the hallway, turn on the shower, and then sit on the toilet and masturbate. And it would take maybe 15, 20 minutes. And then at that point, people in my family are knocking on the door trying to get into the shower.
You have five kids in your family. Five kids?
I'm one of six.
Six kids in your family.
So yeah, it wasn't easy to take a 15 or 20 minute shower. There's not a lot of time for everybody to take showers. So it got to the point where I would only go masturbate on the toilet while the shower is running to hide it from people. And then people were knocking on the door trying to get in the shower so badly that I would have to not take a shower and just wet my hair in the sink.
Well, this sounds foolproof.
So that's what I'm saying you can do, baby.
Hannah, I'm fighting Waldo. Leave me alone. Didn't you already find Waldo?
Don't invoke my sister's actual name in this terrible, terrible memory.
That is something. That is something.
But I mean, the noise of the shower might drown out, especially if it's shower and music. That'll drown out your moans.
Yeah. Well, that's what she's doing. She said she's doing it in the bath, but people are getting a little suspicious.
Why are they getting suspicious?
Because, you know, long baths, a lot of music. How many times a week can you
do
that?
How long does it take? That is where the egg or the rabbit comes in. That'll get you off a lot faster.
So your suggestion is use a vibrator. That'll get you off faster, and you can get in more bean flicking sessions.
You disgusting
ape. You troglodyte ape caveman.
And you put this other dude on blast for wanting to fuck his girlfriend while she pretended to be asleep.
She never said pretended. You put that in her mouth while she was asleep at that.
I think I'm the only one that gave like a legitimate answer here.
As weird as that is, going to the woods is the only...
Jeff is talking about the bar in Brooklyn.
Or set your alarm for like 1 a.m. or something, or 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's
like,
not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Middle of the night, so the house is dead quiet, and she's just like, ah, oh, my bean!
Oh, you know
my
what?
My bean!
Set your alarm for 1 a.m., put your phone on vibrate mode, and then just shove that iPhone right in. That way, when it goes off, you do too. I'm so sorry about that. No, you're right. I do deserve a standing ovation.
You deserve. Where's the e-cig? Yeah. Give this boy an e-cig.
Nah, I'm okay. I don't.
What
really
about
like
the car?
Huh?
What about the car?
Doesn't have one. She doesn't have one. She's 15,
yeah,
mate.
She seems too young. She's like, I'm at the age where I'm just starting to masturbate. I don't think she has a car.
Maybe she shouldn't masturbate, right? No masturbation.
Yeah. Let's say your driver's license is also a masturbation's license. I think that's a safe. That's a good new rule.
You get a car, you get a bit of fun. Yeah. Save up. Go raid your father's wallet, like our good friend at the start. $135 down payment on a shitty, shitty car. And it's a nice home away from home for you, too.
Yeah, that way you can get a Hummer and a Hummer. Am I right?
Hello.
Stop blowing vapor in my face. How many puffs of this e-cigarette have you had at this point?
I'm fucking gone, man.
To that I say, all right. You can have this on an airplane.
My hero is this e-cigarette in 10 years.
How are you putting your own acting hero on a Thursday blast? That's not fair.
I do love Matthew McConaughey. Hey, I tell you what, free publicity. If y'all haven't started watching True Detective, I highly recommend it. And Dallas Buyers Club was also really great. Big Matthew McConaughey fan. Love his speech.
Did you see Mud?
Huh?
Did you see Mud?
Huh?
How big a fan are you, Jake?
Huh?
Have you seen Mud, his movie Mud?
Sorry. Yes. Oh, what's up now? Can't exactly make fun of me, can ya?
Have you actually seen it?
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
What happens? What happens? What's it about?
We don't have time. We should end the podcast.
Because Ben actually mentioned
that's how you get out of shit, people. That's my one piece of unsolicited advice. I saw what was coming. I lied. The end. Lie.
To that I say amen.
To that I say all right.
Always lie. We're out of time. How did that last for you, Jeff? Did it feel like it went fast?
Yes, that did feel very, very fast. Good. Although I did leave the room at one point.
We are at the only. They were at the 9
you
minute
went to
mark.
The woods.
Yeah.
You thought that girl had already taken your advice. And other Rose, how did you think this compared to your first time?
I didn't like sharing the spotlight.
Yeah.
But.
Oh my God, that's so honest.
It's okay that it was with another Rosie and a new friend Rosie. So.
Yeah, two Rosies for the price of one.
It kind of was.
We're
like
getting paid. You're getting.
Oh,
did you not
you're
get
paying her?
We are totally out of time.
And we've got some mud, so let's
thanks again to Matt Curry for making that opening theme song. If you have your own opening or closing theme song submissions, please send those to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Thanks again to Jeff Rosie Rosenberg and Rose McIver for being our first four-headed podcast guests. We hope you enjoyed it. This last theme song is written by a guy named Steve Damodash. Let's call him Stevie D. Stevie D, take us out. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
I'm sorry to hear what you're going through. I wish there was something that I could do. But if you need advice, just write a letter to Jake and Amir on If I Were You. If you're let down, hung up, stuck inside some awful rhyme, your boyfriend's acting like an ass, your girlfriend's acting like a slut, you're having trouble letting go, you're having issues saying no, why not try to get advice from two guys with an online show? It's time to open up and share and have your problems blocked on air. So pour out your heart and send it along to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
All right, that episode once again was brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Visit LegalZoom.com to save on your legal needs, like wills for $69, LLCs for $99 plus filing fees, and also get access to a network of legal plan attorneys for guidance. Remember, LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. So if you do want to use LegalZoom, just enter discount code Jake or discount code Amir for more savings. That's discount code Jake. Or discount code Amir for more savings. Sorry about that. Bye, everybody.